Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I'm so glad you joined me today. It's always a delight. It's a wonderful acknowledgement to know that you're here. You're just here with me. And I don't know how many of you are listening, but you're here with me in my presence. We're in the presence of God. The Lord is near. He is. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition. That's specific prayers. You're going to get very specific with God about the thing that you want answered. By prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. That's Philippians 4, 5, and 6. So the peace of God that passes, this is verse 7 of Philippians 4. So the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, and here Paul was sitting in a dungeon. I can't imagine. I don't have that conception of a man who is in a dungeon who writes this beautiful, wonderful book, joyful book, uplifting book of Philippians. But that's God. God in us brings out all the vitality and energy that's in him. Boy, and he's got a lot. He's got a lot. Praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. I say that verse, oh, maybe not dozens of times, but maybe a dozen times a day. Oh, it's beautiful. In you, Lord Jesus, I live and move and have my being. And I remember when John was sitting at the piano bench, we were in a concert, and he had memorized that portion of Acts 17. Oh, about the unknown God. And Paul comes into that idol-ridden city, and he says, oh, there is a God, and in him we live and move and have our being. Oh, one of these days, I'm going to know it all when I see Jesus. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. Our memory verse for this week is John 7, verse 38. And here it is in the New Living Translation. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. Yes, come and drink, for the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart. Now, I like iced lattes. So every once in a while, I go and get an iced latte. And it's very refreshing, especially in the summertime. But anyone who believes in Jesus Christ can come and drink of that living water that flows and flows from the throne of God. And in the Message translation, John 7, verse 38 says, rivers of living water will brim and spill out of the depths of anyone who believes in me this way, just as the scripture says. That's Jesus speaking. Praise the Lord. My confession for today, I joyfully declare that I carry the very presence of God in my life. I am the temple of Holy Spirit, a treasury where God has placed his power, his gifts, his grace, his fruit. We're going to talk about fruit today, and his character. And we see his character in every one of the fruit that come from his love. Resident within me is enough power and answers to change both my environment and the environment of anyone to whom God uses me to speak of the words of life. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Oh, do you ever thank God for Holy Spirit in you? I mean, we thank God. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for raising him from the dead. But do you ever thank God? Holy Spirit is in me. Anytime I have a need, anytime I need edification, there he is. Oh, I know it's difficult to conceive that God is living in you. And you may say, who would want to live inside someone like me? And yet, it was God's choice. it was not yours. Jesus said in John 15, verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go forth and bear fruit. Ah, that's our assignment, to go forth as believers in Jesus Christ and bear fruit. Be fruit-bearing people. And that your fruit should remain. I'm going to talk about that fruit. And whatever you ask of the Father in my name, don't forget, in the name of Jesus, when you pray, he will give you. John 15, verse 16. God knew how operating in you would become the very key to you becoming a new creation in Christ Jesus. Can't do it on our own. We just can't. And now we have a huge opportunity to get rid of the old way of thinking and put on the agape love that is God. We now have a desire to be like him, spirit, soul, and body. The thing that we must acknowledge as new believers or even seasoned believers is that we must get our minds on track with God's mind. Not the world's mind, God's mind. We don't copy the behaviors of this world. We must change the way we think, renewing the spirit of our minds. I saw just a little interview of a CNN, he's been fired, but Don Lemon, and he was interviewing Elon Musk. This was quite an interview, and I saw the genius in this the richest man in the world, he's I think number two now, but I saw the patience and I saw the endurance in this man as Don Lemon was just he was spouting out stuff that he had no business doing and no idea of what he really was saying. And Elon just presented such a wonderful flow of intelligence and wisdom. And I blessed him. I truly did. Father God, he needs to know you. He needs to know you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you that you're going to come into his heart and into his mind and into his soul and be his Savior and Lord in Jesus' name. Oh, but when we speak, I pray that as before you speak, you will think of what you're saying, what you're doing, what you're asking questions about with other people. Because if we do go over what we're going to say, we won't look like a bunch of fools when we talk. And boy, I have done it. I have fallen all over myself in opening my mouth too quickly. But we don't copy the behaviors of this world, my friend. And we must change the way we think and renew in the spirit of our minds so what comes out of our mouth is truly love and truth and justice for all. In Romans 8, verse 6, it says, the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. That's what you want, a mind that Holy Spirit controls. As you begin to renew your mind by your spirit that is soaking up scripture, every time you read, the spirit is acknowledging and he's memorizing. Holy Spirit is memorizing the scripture that you're reading out of your Bible. You're going to be automatically trusting God. It isn't a continual battle of spirit over mind anymore. You are enjoying and relishing the time with God and desiring to learn more and more. So many people, when they're born again, don't go any further in the kingdom of God, and ultimately, they lose out on the power and love that God has planned for each and every one of us. It's one thing to be born again and another to change your thinking. And as you line up with the Word of God, it will change you. I guarantee you. Because for years I have said, when you get into the Word of God, the Word of God gets into you. I'm going to say that again. When you get into the Word of God, the Word of God gets into you. It's true. It will always work. So don't be afraid to examine yourself and see how far you've come. See how much you have learned. And if you realize that you haven't gotten very far, you're not going to be condemned by Holy Spirit. He is gentle in his approach to your learning more about him. You need to become aware of how you think and how you act. Become aware of how God wants you to think and what influences you. And that's why I totally enjoyed the 4 days that I had with the Lord this last weekend. I mean, 2 days without electricity was just absolutely a dream of Holy Spirit, that he could talk with me for 2 days without me interrupting or going to different things, doing different things, washing the clothes or doing something else or going to the office. You know, the office was closed. Everything's electronic in the office. Even the landline did not work. Oh my goodness. God is so good. He's so precious. He wants to love you more and more, my friend. And love, God's kind of love, is the great motivator of our lives. I've heard of love all my life, but love the Lord your God, and this love your, the Lord your God, and love your neighbor as yourself. We've heard that all our lives, but I must admit, I've not made that a desire to ask God to change the way I love. I haven't really looked into that deeply into that. Lord, you know I love you. You know that I love people. But how much do I love people? How much am I willing to go out there and risk it to love someone else? Love through that telescope of love and look at life through your eyes, Lord God. Now I can say, Lord, you've got my attention. I'm a vessel to be molded and shaped and used by you and to love the way you love. I realize that this is happening in my senior years, that I'm admitting this, but it's never too late to make those most important decisions to change. And I'm changing all the time. And I'm so glad, I'm so grateful, I'm so honored that I can change at this age, at this point of my age. I'm so grateful. 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 18, and this is in the New King James Version. It says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Okay, God knows our bodies are not going to be forever bodies, all right? That the revealing of this power may be of God and not of us. He doesn't want our boasting in ourselves. He wants the glory, because in him we receive all that we're asking for. And some of what you are asking for, friend, cannot be gotten in this world. It has to come out of the spirit. And you're asking for relationships to heal. You're asking for physical healing. You're asking for finances, which may seem impossible to you. Well, the world may not accommodate you. And if you go for a loan at a bank, you know the interest rate, and you know that you have liens on your house when you're getting, you know, loans. So we know that we must ask the Lord for things that we seemingly think are impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. Well, 2 Corinthians 4 goes on, we're carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. See, you've made a decision to be crucified with Christ. That's Galatians 2:20. And you also know that you are seated with him in heavenly places. That's Ephesians 2:6. So we know that as we say, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. See, we have got to come to that point in our life where, okay, I surrender it all, Lord Jesus. Oh, I surrender it all because I know that I'm seated with you in heavenly places. It's a win-win, folks. It absolutely is. Verse 11 of 2 Corinthians 4 says, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Remember that Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead, and he does the same in us. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore we speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise up us up with Jesus, and will present us with you. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing. Our bodies, yeah, they're getting older. Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Oh, praise the Lord. That's a very difficult thing to do. It's a challenging thing to do. That when you see something physical that's not going right, you need something to be done in the physical that you can zap right now into the spirit and thank God that it's done by him. So for things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Oh, thank you, Paul, for the wonderful writings. And oh, come quickly, Lord Jesus. So don't be discouraged, my friends, when your physical body doesn't perform like it used to. God has this. And as we say daily, in you I live and move and have my being, God will give you daily strength and vitality to do what you have been called to do. What we must aim for is love as God loves us. I know that's a tall order, but 1 John 4:19 tells us that we love because what? He first loved us. He's the one that started this whole thing rolling. so we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Or as the Passion says in Philippians 4:13, the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me, goes all through me to conquer every obstacle. I realize that you have heard of the fruit of Holy Spirit most of your life, and some of you can even name all the love fruit listed in Galatians 5:22. But let's get serious about filling your life with the attributes of God's love. That's what it is in Galatians 5. It's God's love, forsaking all the outward ungodly things, all the activities, all the drunkenness, all the things that Satan loves to see us doing, and it really brings death a lot sooner when you're living in the world. And you see this in people all the time, people that are on drugs, you see their life changing and coming to an end so much more quickly. Well, the fruit of Holy Spirit, first of all, is found in love. Love is it, pure and simple, God's love. And this fruit is produced by Holy Spirit. You can't conjure up patience and joy and long-suffering by setting your mind to be joyful. I'm setting my mind to be joyful. I'm going to be joyful. You'll fail. I have. Something happens during the day. And I'm going to be joyful. I'm going to be joyful. I'm going to be joyful. And then a bill comes, unexpected bill. Like I had a wastewater bill of $350 last week. I'm going, whoa, how much joy is left there? So the joy has to come from deep within. The joy has to come from deep within. See, and this joy is from God, not from you. You can't, like I said before, conjure it up. You see, joy is love's strength. Joy lives in love's strength. And peace lives in joy's security. And patience lives in love's endurance. And kindness lives in love's conduct. And peace lives in love's security. When you're at peace, you are secure. You are absolutely secure, no matter what comes along. And it's wonderful to know that all of these fruit, patience lives in God's endurance, kindness lives in love's conduct, goodness lives in love's character, and faithfulness lives in love's confidence, and gentleness lives in love's humility. When you have humbled yourself before God, your life becomes gentle. Don't you love people that are gentle? They don't come on strong. They come on gentle. And self-control lives in love's victory. We know that this fruit that comes as a result of Holy Spirit is going through us and living in us. This fruit is action. This fruit doesn't sit around and get stale and rotten. This fruit goes to work to produce results in our actions toward God and others. And we know this happens. The regular fruit you have in your refrigerator, if you don't get rid of that fruit soon, you're going to smell it when you open the refrigerator because it can't stay nice and fresh. Well, all this fruit from the love that God has for us stays all the time in great condition so that you can go and tell your neighbor about God's love. You can go and tell a loved one about God's love. You can go tell a stranger about God's love. This fruit goes to work to produce results. And when we realize that God has done and what God has done and continues to do through Jesus Christ, the joy overflows to others, and the peace that never quits subdues the tormented and discouraged heart. The kindness is an action word showing forth God's loving kindness and ever-present goodness and mercy. Faithfulness is accompanied by a good dose of confidence in God and His way in our lives, going, 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 and going all the time. Gentleness is a precious word which gives us an inkling of how we would like to be treated with gentleness. This tough exterior that the world portrays every day does not line up with the attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, and then there's self-control. It's the last in the fruit listed because it takes most of our lives to establish self-control in our lives. It's true. Spirit-led and Spirit-strength. When we make up our minds that we're no longer going to let words just flow uncontrollably out of our mouths, then the words flow uncontrollably controllably by Holy Spirit through our mouths. When we make up our minds to change the way we look at the world, then we don't see change because we have not relied on Holy Spirit. When we make up our minds, see, we're being controlled by our mind and what we've learned in the world. What we have to do is go deeper into our spirit. It's no longer our mind. It's our spirit that controls us. Oh, praise God. And I told you just yesterday, John 7:24, oh, I do not judge by appearance any longer. No, I have that in concrete now. It's like the stars in Hollywood. I have a little star on the concrete that God has given to me. I do not judge by appearance, but by righteous judgment. I do not judge by appearance, but by righteous judgment. I say that over and over. When I'm memorizing a scripture, I say that over and over. John 7:24. I do no longer judge by appearance, by what I see in the physical, but by righteous judgment. Praise God. That no longer is a mental decision to never judge anyone again, but that revelation comes from Holy Spirit in me, who helps me consciously apply that verse to my daily life. I don't judge. I do not judge any longer. I love. I love with the love that God has given to me in Jesus' name. Oh, it's wonderful to know that God wants us to think and act opposite of how the world thinks and acts, and to show his love through us to all those around us, friends. Here's John and Barbara with Abiding Love.
Abiding love to me, the Savior's given. Abiding love for now and evermore. This love is free because of
love will never end. It will never end. I remember all those 23 years that I sang with John, that even in the studio, I was at a place in the piano, in the crook of the piano, with a microphone, so I could watch his every lip movement. I think that's what God wants us to look at. His every word. He wants us to look at his every word. and take it in seriously. And that's what I watched for when I was singing with John, that I would look and see when his words ended, his consonants, when his consonants and everything ended, and when he started the next verse, even his breaths when he took a breath. That's a gift of God. And a gift of God is loving. Oh, friend, loving. Philippians 4, 4 through 9 says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. This is Paul in the dungeon. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. This is from the Living. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Praise God. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, Paul says here, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. True and honorable, right and pure, lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. See, we don't have to be perfect on this earth. I knew I could never be perfect. And you'll always probably find a typo in the express when they come to your house. Because I'm not going to be perfect in this life. But we can be excellent. We can live a life of excellence in Jesus Christ. So keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me. Everything you heard from me and saw me doing. This is Paul. He's saying, I want you to be an example of what I've done. Because Paul was totally led by God. And then the God of peace will be with you. And he also says, practice. Keep putting into practice. Practice these things. Practice. If you're learning a verse, you practice that verse. You practice and memorize and practice again and again and again. That's what I do almost all day long. And now without Darren there in the home, I am practicing all the time. I'm practicing the memorization of God's word because I know it will get me through those tough times. God's word has power. God's love has power, my friend. So remember, God's love will never end. You can always depend on him. He's not a finicky God. No, he isn't. He's a God who loves you, and he's always watching out for you every moment of every day in your life. God bless you and keep you. Kimberly and I will be on the air. Kimberly's going to be calling from a Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And I love her teaching every Wednesday. God bless you, Kimberly Duell. And I'll see you then on tomorrow. And God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.